This is Joanna Schrader reporting for EggWire.com, and I am at the last day of the EggCareers.com HR Roundtable, fabulous event. And I am with Kristen
Faulkin.
Kristen, how are you? With from Ames. Woohoo! My alma mater. I should have worn red and yellow today, Kristen. But you actually headed up a great new survey that talks about total rewards. And I think, first of all, Kristen, let's tell people what exactly are total rewards programs.
Yeah, so total rewards is anything that an employee is going to find valuable or rewarding. So it's more than just base pay. It could be any kind of benefit or compensation that you might offer.
So what are some examples of maybe some custom total rewards? You know, are we talking bonuses, time off, half days? I mean, what are some other things that companies like to do?
I mean, it can be stuff like cell phones, maybe you're giving out iPads, vehicles, maternity leave. There's even things like counseling programs, all kinds of stuff. I mean, very wide variety of options.
So, Kristen, you did this survey, and one of the questions that you asked employees or participants was how to rate certain factors in terms of their overall satisfaction. And you asked questions about social responsibility. Is that an important element for employees? Do they want to work for companies that they consider to be socially responsible?
Yeah, I think that's starting to become more and more something that's important to people, especially with those younger generations. And, you know, I'm a millennial, I'll attest to that. You know, we want to feel like we're doing something for the world. And if our company has a noble purpose, you know, we talked about agriculture being a noble profession, and that makes us feel better. And if we know that our work is contributing to something that's going to do something for people and do something great, then that makes us happier in our career. And I think that's one of the great things about agriculture is we're feeding the world. No matter what you're doing in agriculture, whether you're working for a big company like DuPont, and you might be in IT, but technically you're still feeding the world.
So have you seen companies start, are you then recommending that companies talk more, especially when they're recruiting employees, about their social initiatives versus what they maybe were 20 years ago? I see that the baby boomers don't agree. Well, the baby boomers, even so, though, seem to be very supportive as well. So yeah. Why do you think that shift has taken place?
You know, I'm not really sure. And I don't know if maybe it's an agriculture thing, and that, you know, because most of the people who do take our survey are in ag industry. And, you know, again, that's something that matters to us. That's part of the reason we're in agriculture, is because we think it's a noble purpose. So, you know, I don't, maybe with a company, I would say this more to ag companies who are looking to recruit outside of ag, is that, you know, think about promoting, you know, yeah, you might not be necessarily in production, and that's great, but, you know, working in agriculture, we do have this noble purpose, and talking about that so they can see the benefits of, you know, I may be in biology, you know, I might want to come work for a seed company and, you know, develop the next seed that's going to feed the world.
Well, one of the things that people have been talking about is so many people from the outside don't think that agriculture is fun and exciting and innovative and has this great technology, yet what one of the things your survey found is that across the board, whether you're Generation Y, Generation X, even a baby boomer, innovation is highly, an advancement is highly important to them. So are these people helping? Are these, you know, especially your generation coming in, really helping to see that innovation take off?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say, you know, millennials, that's what we want. We want that technology, and I think, I don't know how many speakers have said it, that, you know, we want that technology, we want that advancement, and that's so important to us. And I think because we're so much a part of it, you know, we're making those things like social media and everything like that take off. And so then, in order for older generations to still connect with people, they're becoming a part of it, and they're starting to see the benefits. So I think we're leading the charge.
Well, some of the benefits that people like, healthcare, retirement paid off, that's probably a big one, meaningful work, professional development, but some of the ones that were underutilized that you found, which I think is kind of interesting, financial advice and guidance, you know, who would have thought that one? And I see that you're seeing that across the board as well.
Yeah.
So what do you think, you know, some employee assistance, gym membership, tuition, are you seeing companies, now that you have this survey out, starting to look at that more seriously as part of these total reward packages?
Well, I'm not sure what companies are going to do with this. I mean, this survey, you know, just came out. We just released the results. So it'll be interesting to see how they change their total reward programs after reviewing this and then doing some, you know, self-reflection on their company and what their employees want. But, you know, even when you're looking at some of these numbers, you know, maybe employee assistance programs or financial advice or guidance aren't as, they're more underutilized, but they're not completely unutilized. And so maybe it's just more of a analyzing, what do your employees value, and is this really that important to them? And, you know, when you're looking at, okay, so maybe a gym membership isn't as valued, well, when you're offering these packages, don't be like, oh, well, we're giving you a gym membership, because that maybe doesn't matter so much. And focusing, hitting on those things like their retirement plans and their paid time off and things like that, and make sure those are more of your focus, because that's what matters more.
Well, I'd be remiss to say the whole point of AgCareers.com is to help both people who want to be in the industry get in the industry and employers who are searching for people. So I would hope that employers, I mean, obviously this was a tool that was requested. So do you plan on doing this again next year and kind of seeing if, in fact, your members and companies are looking at this and utilizing it and to help recruit?
Well, I'm not really sure what the plan is next. If, you know, we're going to look at more employers and how they've changed their total reward programs or what maybe they think. You know, I'm not really sure what the future holds, but I do really encourage our employers to go to the site, download this report. You know, it's free. And the whole entire total reward survey report, I mean, it's full of information, and it can greatly impact your organization and even maybe influence some small changes. And with a lot of the breakdowns about gender and generation, it's just very interesting. And that's why I think anyone can find that intriguing, to see what it says, and maybe it can help your organization be more competitive and have more retention.
Well, and I should ask you in closing, being a millennial, you know, just probably graduating recently and getting into your career, are you loving your work with AgCareers.com and the ag industry?
Yeah, this has been great. I love this experience. It's definitely been eye-opening, and a lot of new things, and doing a report like this with total rewards. Definitely not something where maybe I had expertise or it wasn't my background, but I've been very intrigued by it, and it's been, you know, just great to learn more and to be exposed to a new aspect.
Great, thank you.